KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies, 73 degrees, and we look forward to be partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and humid today, a high of 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, a suspect in the attempted robbery of a bank in Creston was apprehended Thursday afternoon without incident. Creston police were called to the Iowa State Savings Bank branch at 504 West Taylor Street in Creston at around 1:25 p.m. Thursday after a man came through the drive-thru and allegedly told the teller, "This is a robbery." The suspect also displayed a weapon. A description of the vehicle and suspect was given to area law enforcement. At around 2:45 p.m., law enforcement observed the suspect vehicle at the intersection of Rio Road and Jaguar Avenue. The suspect, 58-year-old Ricky Ryan Schnackle of Lorimore, was arrested for first-degree robbery and was being held in the Union County Jail on $25,000 bond. The Creston Police Department, Union County Sheriff's Office deputies, Iowa State Patrol, and Department of Natural Resources assisted in handling the incident. Elsewhere, Creston police report 30-year-old Brandon Anthony Clayton of Creston was arrested early this morning for OWI second offense. Clayton was later released on $2,000 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested two men on separate drug and theft charges Thursday. 38-year-old Michael Todd Brace of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:40 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Brace received a citation and was released from custody. At around the same time, 19-year-old Keegan Williams of Creston was arrested in Red Oak on a Union County warrant for theft in the fourth degree. Williams was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Two Council Bluffs residents, including a 9-year-old girl, have died in an early morning crash in Nebraska. The Dakota County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office said deputies were called at around 3:30 a.m. Thursday to a single vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 20 near Jackson, Nebraska. The vehicle had gone over an embankment and into a creek on the side of the highway. The driver, 45-year-old Christopher Cox, was able to get out of the vehicle and climb to the road. Cox, who had been released from the hospital, told police he swerved to avoid hitting a deer. Two passengers, 57-year-old Connie Fauze and 9-year-old Espinosa Lara, were pronounced dead at the scene. A third passenger, 10-year-old Jose Lara, was taken by helicopter to a Sioux City hospital where he was on life support. Two people were injured during a single vehicle accident Wednesday evening near the Cass-Montgomery County line. The sheriff's office says a 2006 Ford Freestar van driven by 15-year-old Peyton David Graham of Griswold was traveling south on Highway 71 at around 5:40 p.m. Wednesday. When the teen tried to turn right onto Yankton Road, the van went out of control and entered the north ditch where it hit an embankment. Peyton and his passenger, 71-year-old Pamela Ewing of Griswold, were transported to the Cass County Hospital by Medevac Ambulance and Griswold Rescue. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $10,000. Cass County Sheriff's deputies were assisted at the scene by personnel with the Grant Fire Department. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports yesterday there were two arrests this week. On Wednesday, 45-year-old Stanley Oral Russell of Lewis was arrested on a sheriff's office warrant for violation of a protective order. Russell was taken into custody and remains held in the Cass County Jail on $300 bond. And on Tuesday, Cass County deputies arrested 34-year-old Juan Manuel Anaya Mendez of Athletic on two district court warrants for failure to appear. Anaya Mendez was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held Thursday on $10,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Marjorie Bentley, age 93, of Carson, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marjorie Bentley will be this morning at 10:30 at Macedonia United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Edward Ed Linen, age 81, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Ed Linen will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Julie Ann Chelisvig, age 65, of Des Moines, died May the 21st. Services for Julie Ann Chelisvig will be today at 1 o'clock at the Eagle Grove Evangelical Lutheran Church. Kenneth Escher, age 81, of Harlan, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Kenneth Escher will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Sharon K. Johnson, age 74, of Columbus, Nebraska, a native of Atlantic, died May the 23rd. A celebration of life open house for the family and friends of Sharon Johnson will be held tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at her home in Columbus, Nebraska. McCowan Funeral Home of Columbus has arrangements. George Rush of Griswold died Thursday. A celebration of life service for George Rush will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Betty Jane Rager Gathiel, age 76, of Panama Beach, Florida, a native of Griswold, died Monday at her home in Panama City Beach. Funeral services for Betty Gathiel will be held Monday at 10 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Edwin Neal Turner, age 88, of Panora and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. Services for Edwin Turner are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.